city of the show, you can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I am Craig Sheeman, ensconced in our Estero studios. Chris is on the other side of the glass from me. Social distancing Pete Shepherd in his palatial home there in Bonita. And rumor has it some housework is somebody's coming by to do something. So
maybe he just called and he's running late. Not sure he's going to make it today. Might be tomorrow.
All right. Have him do it before the show. You know, lay down the hammer. Say, look, I got the most popular sports talk show in Southwest Florida going on at from 2 to 6 here.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, my wife works from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m., so that's the way that goes.
Well, that's awkward. Well.
That's reality.
Tell him to bring a birthday cake for you tomorrow.
Oh, so I go out there right on in the kitchen, and on the counter there's a card that says Daddy on it, and we always give
cards. Did your dog give you a card?
But yeah, it always, that's the way it is, you know. So, you know, whatever perverted thoughts some of you have with it. So, yeah, I always give her a card from the dog. It says, Mom, or whatever, and she gives. So I went out there, said, oh, a card. So I open it. It's from Christmas that I never got.
What happened? Just forgot to give it to you, huh?
She found it. It was that she forgot to, or she misplaced it during Christmas because we had just moved in here on December 19th. So everything was kind of like still a little crazy that first week of moving in. But yeah, so Merry Christmas to me.
That recently happened with me, with my kid, and a birthday present.
Oh, yeah?
You know how it is. Really? You know how it is. Craig, I mean, when you buy, you start working a few weeks ahead for the birthday, and you always, it's the closet. You go to the top shelf of the closet where the kid can't get, and you just throw stuff up there.
We actually have to do that because Christmas, and then my daughter's birthday is January 12th, and before you know it, my son's is February. So we buy everything in December, and then we save some for the birthday.
Right, well, I was trying to get a hat down off the top shelf the other. I've got two shelves of hats.
You've got 20 hats.
I've got the top shelf where I don't go there all that often.
Yeah.
But my black hat that I'm wearing today, nice Columbia PFG hat fitted, it had gone missing for like a week.
Right.
So I needed to go back up and I needed to find my old Miami Marlins hat.
Yeah.
To try to bust that out. Anyway, found it and like a Darth Vader thing came falling down, almost hit me in the face. It was.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, your son, who fears Darth Vader,
yep.
Had he seen Darth Vader fall and hurt his daddy in the face, could have been scary.
So it wasn't an actual Darth Vader. It was like a book on Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah. But no, he didn't see it. But I gave it to him anyway. I said, here.
Right now?
Yeah, I just gave it to him, yeah.
Because you forgot, because it was just up there.
I forgot for his birthday back in February.
Was he as appreciative of, like, the surprise gift out of nowhere?
He didn't really like it, or he didn't really, like, read it.
Yeah.
He was kind of playing.
Uh-huh.
We looked at it last night, but, you know.
Yeah.
He's still very afraid of Darth Vader.
Yes. Had to assure him that he's fake. Don't worry about it.
I'm telling you, watch the first. Have him watch the Phantom Menace and show when Darth Vader was little Anakin.
I've tried
little.
That.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Didn't work?
No. No, it doesn't work.
Oh, you know what? I got to ask my wife. I got to talk to my wife more. I told you that she watched God Friend Me and I left the room because that's one of her favorite shows. I think she said something. She was talking and words were coming out of her mouth. I'm not sure I was listening.
I've done that.
Something about wanting to see Baby Yoda. So I think she went, because you know we got Disney Plus for like 5 more days.
Mandalorian.
I think she's going to watch Mandalorian, and I don't recall if I asked her if she actually saw it or not. Oh, so that's something to talk about tonight.
You should watch that tonight.
You should watch. That's what you should binge watch. Before you watch Age of Ultron, you should binge watch that too. It's very good.
Yeah, I.
The whole series is excellent.
Now, is Baby Yoda in the first episode, or you got to mow through like endless?
No, he's
the end
at
of the first
end.
Episode,
and then he's
end,
in,
at the very end,
and then
yes.
he's regular for
yes.
the rest of the thing.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
All right, I may have to ask her about that. I forgot to have communication with my spouse, so that, you know. A lot of people are discovering they got another person that lives with them here when there's no sports
it
on.
It happens.
Well, she's definitely a better TV watcher than you as far as quality and classiness of shows. There's no doubt about it.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
I mean, how many days have we gone now without sports?
It's over a week and a half.
And Donnie,
right?
Don't text in and say it's overrated. Craig, don't waste it. It's not overrated,
it's not overrated. It's a
not
good show.
Not overrated at all.
Well, it's his opinion, and I may share the same opinion, Donnie.
You can have opinions. There are right opinions, and there are wrong opinions.
No. And Mandalorian is not overrated. And neither is Picard, which is fantastic.
When are we going to, you know, send it to me?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'll send somebody a message tonight, see if I can get that to you.
All right. Been hearing that for a while.
Yeah. A long while.
No, I know.
While.
I actually, it's working on it. I keep forgetting. Yeah.
It's like me. I'm working on Otis's walk-up music. Working on it.
Oh, where is that?
I'm working on it, Pete Shepard. I'm working on it.
It's been a month.
No, I got a thing.
We're reduced to 4-hour workdays. You don't have any time.
I got a thing.
You got a thing?
Yeah, I got a, yeah.
What does that mean, you got a thing?
I don't know. It popped up. I don't know.
Like you're going to do it or not do it thing.
I don't know. I'll get around to it eventually.
Well, it's going to be a huge part of the show.
It will be,
What else you got to do?
But in fact, I predict it'll be so successful that other regulars were going to be wanting their walk-up music. And then that's how we're going to bring callers on the air. Just with, all right, here's their walk-up music, and then boom. Hey, listen, there's not another sports talk show in America doing it.
There's not.
We will lead the way with that. That's original.
Trendsetter.
Pioneers in sports broadcasting history. Walk-up music for every single caller. Regulars.
All right, speaking of callers, 239-337-ESPN is the number. All right, I want to play some more audio that we didn't get to in our first hour. We spent a lot of time playing some of the audio of Tom Brady's teleconference, how he's happy to be a Buccaneer, so on and so forth. By the way, Buccaneers news, Ndamukong Suh going to come back to Tampa for another year for $8 million.
Yep.
I think that's good news.
That's great. I think it's great news.
And it seems like, was he waiting to see if Tom Brady was going to be his guy or whether Jameis Winston was going to be his guy?
I think it impacted his decision a little bit.
I do too.
I think.
Ndamukong Suh going, I can't believe I'm working for $8 million this year. What a joke. $500,000 a game? I mean, this is a guy that's made quarterback money his entire career.
I mean, the Dolphins signed him to what, 80?
Yeah. Back then, that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Jason Light, the GM of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is elated that they just landed the greatest quarterback of all time.
Say that this is an exciting day for the Buccaneers organization and me personally, it would be a rather large understatement. Tom is quite simply the greatest quarterback to play the game of football, and anytime you can add someone his caliber, you instantly make your organization better. He's got a long list of truly remarkable accomplishments in his career, frankly too many to mention here.
Keep in mind, this is a GM. They got a 5-year extension last year. And I think had he not had that 5-year extension, might have been on a serious hot seat if they had continued with Jameis Winston. He's the luckiest guy. He just had Tom Brady fall on his lap.
Well, let's remember, even before that, I think it's most of us agree that he doesn't get that job unless Bruce Arians takes the head coaching job. He might have got fired if that didn't come to fruition. That's why Arians came, from what has been reported and what has been said by many who cover the Bucs is that Bruce Arians doesn't come if Jason Light gets fired.
But he comes also thinking he can mold and quarterback whisper to Jameis Winston. And then last year happened. And I will even argue through probably week 14, I think Jameis was on his way back. He just had two disastrous games to close out the season. And they're looking at each other like, going, oh, holy cow, what do we do now?
Yep.
Here's Bruce Arians. Can't wait to get started with TB12.
Like Jason said, I'm extremely excited. Wish we could start practice tomorrow, but we can't, obviously. And to have Tom lead our football team into the future, I've been very, very blessed as a coach to have been around some of the great ones and now to have the greatest one of all time. Not because of, to me, what he does on the field, but what he does to his teammates. Everywhere he makes everyone better that walks into that huddle. And really just excited to get started.
All right. But who knows when that's going to be? With all the separation and they're shutting down the offices now? They're doing it league-wide. They announced that effective today, I believe, at 6 o'clock. Because some teams had to do it because their states had closed down stuff and other offices were still open. And now the draft is in jeopardy.
And also, I mean, schools are closed. Massachusetts moments ago just closed all their schools until at least April 8th. I think that's going to be another thing that's going to happen all around the entire country.
They haven't done that yet? I'm shocked.
No, they just for everybody. They just did that today, but that's gonna happen, which is why I don't see, how everything at Easter is gonna be back to normal. I just don't see it. I hope it is, but I just don't see it. There's so much going on here, and you still have we had NHL people talking the other day about coming. I don't know how any sport can say they're going to come back anytime soon when they're not allowed to, to have more than 200 people. Or you can't you can't gather. So I don't get it. I don't understand any of these teams talking about, I'm going to, you know, hopefully this. Yeah, right. Hopefully. I'm hoping for July. Hoping for July 1st. That's my expectation right now, July.
Well, Mark Cuban yesterday on this show, we had audio of him saying that everybody's pointing toward June 1st for the NBA, and he says if I were taking the over or the under, I'd take the under. I'm hopeful for mid-May. Again, we get all these mixed signals.
God bless them. It's great. Great words to hear. Wonderful, but is it realistic? It's great to think that way. I'm thinking that way. Believe me, I'm hoping, but it's not realistic.
Well, but Pete, hold on, because here's the problem is nobody knows what realistic means. There's nothing that we can point to and say, oh, we've done this before, and in 3 months, this will all be cleared up. Like, so everything is conjecture. Everything is
true. They could come up with a cure tonight. I hope they do. You're right. And once that happens, and maybe it's just as simple as that, Chris and Craig, maybe it just, they find something in the next couple of weeks and everything slowly but surely gets back together, and hopefully everything will be back to sports by June 1st. That would, yes, no, absolutely is conjecture, no doubt about it. But I'm just not, me personally, I'm not getting my hopes up before I've established July 1st. So if anything happens before that, I would be extremely happy. But that's where I'm at right now.
Well, under the Pete Shepherd plan, that means we still got football intact.
Well, that's fine. We got the GM of the Blue Jays saying we'll have every Sunday will be a doubleheader, or we'll have doubleheaders a bunch of times in baseball season.
Good thing we
the
put
player
in that,
junior will never go for it. They'll
thing,
never go
good
for
thing
it.
We put in that three batter rule for pitch. If we're gonna do doubleheaders,
oh my god. the union will never ever prove that.
Well, opening day was supposed to be tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yes. I don't know if the union will not approve it, Pete, because I don't know how people are going to get paid. I think the NBA, I think, is going to stop paying people in April. I think there was one of your soccer leagues there, Chris. I have it here. Hold on.
Well, I know Major League Baseball for both MLB and the minor leagues has said through April 9th.
Okay.
They're paying employees through April 9th.
But at some point, the players are going to want to recoup some of that money. And
right.
Maybe the only way to do it is to get as many games as possible in place of doubleheaders. It was Barcelona. Barcelona players turned down, I guess all the owners wanted them to take a pay cut, and they said, no, we're not going to. Well, if you're not playing games at some point, I don't know how all these guaranteed contracts work in all these sports. Particularly, no, NBA's tricky. I mean, they're going to, it's guaranteed money, but we're not playing, but we might play later. So do we just defer payment to the players over the summertime? I don't know how this works. There's a lot of this. Baseball right now is going over these very questions, trying to figure out, all right, how do we pay? Can we get a stipend check to minor leaguers who haven't been paid since September? How are we going to pay these guaranteed contracts? What's going to happen? These are discussions going on behind closed doors right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't be so quick to say that there's no way players' unions wouldn't go for these things, because it may be the only way they get paid. And I may be wrong about that, too. I don't know. I don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Well, Deshaun Watson just tweeted out 5 minutes ago. Ready for this one?
Again?
Yes.
Here we go.
Don't deal with the lies and the frauds. That's why I don't get involved. Then there's a hits return twice, and then what's up? ... question mark.
Lies and fraud. Is that social media, or is that Bill O'Brien?
Who's he calling out? I don't know. It just says, don't deal with the lies and the frauds. That's why I don't get involved. Then return, what's up? Now, fake Bill O'Brien is the first. It's Bill O'Brien with 13 followers. 13. Says, Deshaun, call me. There's just a lot of people telling him to get out. He needs to get out. But, I mean, don't you think that's kind of a random, all of a sudden he just tweets that out? I mean, you'll probably see that go viral in a matter of minutes here.
Well, I could see both sides. I could see him reading all this and people like us who said last hour, oh, he's pissed off at Bill O'Brien. He didn't want to play. He wants to be traded. He might be saying that those are the lies. Everybody just chill out. He's cool. Or it may be referring to Bill O'Brien, who just traded away his best weapon and makes no sense one of his offensive linemen.
Yeah, I think you're right on both counts. You're right.
It could be either one.
It depends on how you interpret it. But he could have made it more clear, you know, exactly what he meant, right?
He knows
put something like that out.
He knows what he's doing.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Oh, of course he does.
He is well-versed in social media. He knows exactly what he's doing
so what
by
is he
putting
doing?
This out.
Who's he ripping? Or is he just letting it
I don't
be
think
out there?
He. I don't. That's what he's doing here. He's letting whoever Bill O'Brien reports to, whichever one of Bob McNair's kids is running the Texans right now, Deshaun Watson is letting it be known. Bill O'Brien's here and continues to take pieces away from this roster. I will not be here. It's that simple. So you got to choose. You want to choose your franchise quarterback, or do you want to choose your head coach that has made mistake after mistake running this team into the ground? Your choice, ownership group.
Yeah. But it could also be like Craig said. He could be saying, you know what, all these rumors and people, blah, 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 I'm not getting involved in it.
No, but what I'm
saying. On the other hand, again, it's going viral. It's one of those cryptic tweets that people are going to look into. It makes good sports talk show debate. I'm sure in Houston on their shows, Craig, you live there. I'm sure they're going nuts about that right now.
Yeah. And they're all trying to pretend they're the latest McVay and coming up with three cone drill test time. That's all they do in that market.
Oh,
that's
man.
Crazy. All right. I had one more football audio piece I wanted to play. This is away from the Buccaneers. This is Jim Irsay talking about his brand new toy. Got himself a quarterback in Phillip Rivers. We haven't heard from Jim Irsay in a while. Thought this might be entertaining. Still a lot left in the tank for one Phillip Rivers. This on Colts.com.
I tell you, I believe Phillip is a young 38. We see guys like Drew Brees now and Tom Brady playing on, you know, and doing great things after 40. You know, it won't even be until 2021 December when Phillip hits 40. So
sure.
I think he is a guy with elite leadership, a great release, and what makes it so good is I feel we have the best offensive line in football.
That may all be true, but why'd you only give him a one-year deal then, if you really believe all that? He's going to play well deep into his 40s, a lot in the tank. Give him a one-year deal, $25 million.
Well, and somewhere, well, because it might be, I can't believe I'm saying this, might be a smart move just to see if his skills have declined. If he plays like he did last year with the Chargers, then it's going to be, then they'll know they have to move on, right?
Yes.
You would think he'd be better, but I don't know. We don't know. It's nice. It's great to have one of the best offensive line, true, in the NFL. But let's see the decision-making. Is it there? Let's see if what he has left in the tank.
All right. You know, I don't know what you got in your tank right now as you're driving your car. Maybe you got a full tank. Maybe you got a half tank. Maybe you got a quarter tank. I don't know. Gas is cheap. You know what else can be cheap? Your car insurance, especially if you bundle it with homeowners. In fact, there's one Farmers Insurance agency in all of Southwest Florida. You want to get yourself some Farmers Insurance right now. Bundle and save. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. His office is on Burnwood Place Drive in Fort Myers. Drive on in. Say, hey, my man Craig told me about you. What can you do for me? It's that simple. He'll save you money bundling with Farmers Insurance. Damon Brist, 239-202-2933. That's 239-202-2933. Have you switched yet?
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Hump Day Wednesday. Smooth groove there, Chris. I like it. Of course, we are continuing to make things as normal as possible here in Southwest Florida. Social distancing. I'm in stereo with Chris. Pete is at Bonita. Warming up for his birthday.
Sorry, yes, I am. And Thirsty Nick, this is wonderful what you said on the Stony Brook text line. I wanted to text in and say something I forgot to say when it was on air. I support the businesses that you have ads on your show, especially the local places, as a way of supporting you guys. Thanks for giving me a gateway for 4 hours per day. I listen to every minute of every show. Thank you, Thirsty Nick. It means a
lot.
It means a lot to our sponsors, too.
Absolutely. That's pretty cool. In case you missed it earlier, Thirsty Nick, a big participant in the show. You know how Pete does his quizzes and lists and whatever. He had a quiz. So we gave him the full bumper music, the whole quiz music and everything, and he quizzed us. And they were
Absolutely.
Excellent questions.
Very good questions.
Bringing a lot to the table today. I like it. These are the national emergency. We got listeners now co-hosting and producing part of the show. I like it. It's give and take.
Yes, it is. I got two more lists after for you guys, too, college football related.
We could do those, and then don't forget, before the hour is up, we got Wikipedia, where today will be Peyton Manning trivia, because yesterday was his 44th birthday. So how about that? You and Peyton Manning could have had, like, you know, birthday parties on the same block, same week, hanging out together.
Yeah, he'd be a fun guy. He'd be. I met him once and interviewed him once or twice, but I told you, sat next to us at I forget what it was. He was in a Reebok box next to our box up at Fenway. He's a great guy. I mean, there's no doubt. He's a real nice guy.
You just hate him and Tony Dungy.
Huh?
Yeah, I see. He's a great guy, but you hate him and Tony Dungy.
I don't know. I don't hate anybody.
Seem to hate.
I don't hate him. I don't. If I were going to hate somebody in that organization, I do not like Ursa at all.
I'm aware of that.
That's fair.
I don't think a lot of people.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's pretty common.
No, I have a lot of respect for Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy, but.
All right. So, what is your list? Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, two of them.
And now a list.
All right, we went through some defensive rankings, not too impressive for some teams and stuff. We went through the major conference. Now I got two. We got the Big 12 and the ACC total offensive ranking. Here's the Big 12 total offensive rankings from last season. Some of this may surprise you, like this one. Again, these are ranked in the country, not just they're the rankings of the Big 12, but their numbers are what they were ranked in the country. Number 119. This is pretty bad. You would never have thought it from the previous year. But here it is. Number 119. Can you take a guess in the Big 12?
Texas Tech.
No.
Oklahoma.
Not even close.
Baylor.
No. West Virginia.
Oh,
number
wow.
119.
That's not good.
On offense. On offense. Number 103. Kansas State.
Yeah.
Number 90.
Cuba.
Kansas.
Kansas.
Then you go down all the way to 62. That's TCU. Number 52, a very good team, but total offense, Baylor, number 52 in the country. Number 27, the Cyclones of Iowa State.
Oh, you got to watch out for those Cyclones.
Yep. Number 21, Oklahoma State. Number 14, Texas.
Number Texas 11, is back.
Texas Stop is not it. Back. Number 11th is Texas Tech. And number three, take a wild guess. Number one in the Big 12, number three in the country
Oklahoma.
Yes, it is. All right, now to the ACC. Again, total offensive rankings from last year. These are based on the country. And take a guess who's last on offense.
Miami.
No. I'll go Miami, actually.
No. Number 127 was Georgia Tech.
Oh.
Second to last.
Miami.
Number 114, Duke. Oh. Third to last.
Miami.
Correct. Number 98, the 13th ranked defense in the country and number 98 on offense. That is pathetic. And a team that lost to Georgia Tech with the 127th worst offense in the country. They lost to them.
A Georgia Tech team that lost to the Citadel, by the way.
Yes. Number 88, NC State. 87, Pittsburgh. 86, Virginia Tech. 81, Virginia. 71, Syracuse. Number 60, Florida State. 47 was Boston College. Number 24 and fourth overall in the ACC was Louisville. Number 15, third overall. How about this? Wake Forest. They've always had a good defense, but not offense. Number 12. Imagine Wake Forest was 15th in the country in total offense. Think about that.
I never would have bought that.
Number 12.
Yeah, they put up points last year.
They did. Number 12, North Carolina. And number 5 in the country, as you can well imagine, was
Clemson.
Yes.
How about
There's
that?
Your two lists.
Call my shot right now on the Tar Heels this upcoming football season.
What shot is that going to be exactly?
They'll be in the ACC championship game.
Clemson versus North Carolina?
Yeah. No. I'm going to call that right now.
Really?
Yeah.
You better write a sticky pad on that.
I'll write a sticky pad on
March
that. Absolutely.
March 25th at 4:33.
Don't you dare come at me with Miami. Don't you dare throw that garbage out right now.
It is not garbage.
Oh, it's such crap. It stinks. I can smell it from here.
I think they finally got their quarterback. Oh, Ed gosh. Reed is now in charge. No, look, I think it's a possibility. Let me put it this way. I'm not going to pick them in the ACC championship yet, but I think they have the potential to be. But they could.
I know, but you know what, Chris? One of these years.
But this is the first time in 3 years they've had a quarterback, a legitimate quarterback.
I know.
And Ed Reed is back, and things are happening.
Hold on. We're talking this every year.
Right.
We could do this show. We could be blessed and do this show for 15 years. One of these years it's going to hit.
Well, this is not about Rozier and Perry and whoever, and Tate. You know, I'm telling you, Ed Reed back bringing stability is huge. They finally got a legitimate quarterback, and he is a legitimate quarterback, I think, Derek King. We know the defense is there, and they're going to try to run an offense very similar to what LSU did last year. So we'll see. They're going to throw the ball all over the place. That's what they said.
But yeah, Sam Howell, the quarterback for Carolina. I think we did the Heisman odds a couple months ago.
Yeah, he's the next Mitchell Trubisky.
Let's not say that. We don't want to put that on Sam Howell. But I'm just saying, he was like 35-1, I think.
Yeah.
To win the Heisman.
Yeah.
It's a sneaky little play.
I agree.
Like as we just showed right there, the Tar Heels, year one under Mac Brown, the 12th best offense in the country. And had Clemson on the ropes.
Yeah. A 1-point game. Wow.
They should have won that game.
Yes, they should have. Well, that come down to a non-2-point conversion, yep. Or 1-point conversion, something like that? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so he's sticky padded it. I saw it. It's up on the wall, March 25th, Clemson, North Carolina, ACC championship. No sandwich bets or anything, just a statement on the wall. So
LeBron Hader, number one, says I sound like a Dolphin fan. No, I think Dolphin fans have a lot to be optimistic about. They're going to be tough.
That's me.
Yeah.
We're back.
Who's more optimistic, Chris and the Dolphins or Pete annually with the Miami?
Chris has never been optimistic. He gets optimistic after week 4 or 5.
I have now
to bring him in off the bridge every since I've been down here.
No, I'm optimistic right now.
Yeah,
it's a change in Chris's demeanor.
Okay,
I'm optimistic. Yeah. This is the first time I really feel optimistic. Manny Diaz and Ed Reed, a real good quarterback.
Hold on.
And I love the style of play that they're going to attempt. I believe in Miami, and you should too.
So you are more optimistic about the Hurricanes now than after they beat Notre Dame 2 seasons ago and pushed themselves to what, 11-0 or 10-0?
I didn't say that. Yeah, they were ranked number two back then after that game.
All right.
And then what happened? I think they've won 4 games since that time.
Maybe a little. No, they've won more than 4, but they were awful.
I'll give them
season,
5.
Obviously.
I'll give them five.
Did you all see Nick Saban's PSA about coronavirus?
No.
Did you read strongly in between the lines?
No.
He's encouraging people to do what you're supposed to do and social distancing and take it seriously and all this. But if you go back and listen to it again, it's really Nick Saban saying, listen to all the officials, do what you're supposed to do, or we're not playing Alabama football this year.
That's right.
that's what you can read it between the lines.
That threat right there has done more for COVID-19 to stop the spread in the state of Alabama than anything anybody on earth could do.
Fact.
His quote was, anybody who knows me knows I'm not a sit-around kind of guy. It drives me crazy to even think about it. But a lot of us in this country are going to have to adjust to doing things differently, and that includes me. It's crazy, unlike anything any of us have ever experienced, and we need to remember that it goes a lot deeper than just football and sports that are impacted. Our world has been turned upside down. You just figure out the best way to manage what you can do. There's nothing else you can do. Yeah.
Yeah, but he went on to say something about, or we won't have football this year. Let's go to the phone. It's at 239-337.
Actually, Tuscaloosa just put in place a shelter in place after like a storm where you can't be out from a certain time, a curfew.
Curfew
from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
All because of football. Speaking of football, let's go to my man Otis. What's on your mind?
Otis.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We are
good. Great.
You know, I was thinking about you earlier today. I was driving to work, and there are like no cars on the road, but there's all trucks and cement trucks, dump trucks, construction trucks, flatbed trucks. You guys in the construction business are full steam ahead, man.
Oh, yeah. We're the only ones that, we don't care. We've got to do what we got to do to eat. So.
That's right.
But all right.
Here's why I called.
Okay.
Here's
who's in the car with you?
Before we go too far. That was the lady at the Chick-fil-A line.
is it lunch or is that dinner? It's like 4:30. It's an awkward time.
It is an odd time.
Well, I got a meeting in 30 minutes, and it's going to take me a while to get to dinner. So it's like get some frosted lemonade and pack on a few more calories before.
There
I
you go.
That's there you go. Do. Why not? Okay.
Anyway, yes. I called because I heard Chris put a basketball school in a football ACC championship. That is disgusting.
Otis, yes. they played in the ACC championship game 2-3 years ago.
They did.
Yeah, they're going to play. You can't put North Carolina in there. They're not going. You could have said Florida State. You said Miami's garbage. If I was that man, I would arm wrestle you and break your arm. What is wrong with you?
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Miami's going to be back this year, Otis. The Hurricanes are going to be back in full force.
I'm not willing to go to listen. I'm not going that far. But he could have said garbage instead of garbage. I mean, you're not French. You're from Naples, Florida, for Christ's sake. What the hell is wrong with you? Than garbage. Don't give me this garbage like you say wee-wee crap.
Yeah.
Otis, who else on that side of the ACC are you going with? I mean, it's like there's
is
just
it
a...
Florida State on that side?
No, Florida State's with Clemson's side.
No, you're going Clemson? With Miami.
Well, okay, is Syracuse on that side?
Yeah, but they're not going to be very good.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
Virginia Tech.
Well, it's probably Pitt then.
Harry, okay, that's fair. It's the two Virginia schools, Virginia Tech, Miami, Pitt, UNC, Duke, and Georgia Tech. I mean, it is the weaker side of the ACC.
I wish you wouldn't have said that. Damn,
your
argument.
Well, look, Miami's got one of the best defenses in the country, even though their offense is ranked 98th, as we just went through. That will improve dramatically. They will be the most improved team in the ACC.
So. I don't know how much you can improve on offense. Manny's a defensive guy. I mean, I don't know how much Manny can if he gets somebody to help.
No, yeah, he did. Well, I forget the guys off the top of my head. They hired the guy. He's going to be their version. I'm not saying it's going to be like Joe Brady, but he brought their version of Joe Brady in. They want to run a very similar offense to what LSU did. They're going to throw the ball all over the place. The problem in the past is they haven't had a quarterback the last 3 years to do it.
They got to have those type of receivers. I mean, unless they got a Jefferson. And that other guy, I can't think of his name.
Jamar Chase.
Chase, yes. If you ain't got those guys and that little bitty bowling ball running back, I mean, Miami keeps running back, so I don't worry about it. But I mean, they had outstanding receivers. Everything kind of fell in place. LSU season's not going to be duplicated for many years. I mean, I don't know that you can duplicate that. I mean, if you can get a fraction of it, you can win the ACC. But, I mean, if you can get you can win any conference. If you got a fraction of that.
Yeah,
and I would love to see him do it. I would love to see him crank up, but I'm not holding my breath that one quarterback is going to make us improve that much.
Well, I think you still got a great tight end in Brevin Jordan. He's only a sophomore. You got Pope, you got Wiggins and Harley, and this other kid, Jeremiah Payton, is supposed to be really good too, who's a freshman. I mean, I'm not. It's a bit about the quarterback not being able to get guys the balls. Not so much receivers dropping the balls. These guys. The Enkeel Harries and the Rozeres of the world haven't been able to get them the ball.
But haven't we lost some quality defensive players? And they'll be a little bit younger.
Yeah, all the linebackers.
Yeah, you lost one of the best linebacking corps of the country. But they've got a couple of 4-stars. I think they even got a 5-star. The kid Jafari Harvey, who's a freshman defensive end, is supposed to be spectacular.
Well, I'm not going to be on the cliff with you. I mean, I'm there. I'm a Miami guy. I mean, I got a hurricane stomach tattooed on my shoulder, but I'm going to let Chris be on the cliff by himself with the Dolphins, and I'm going to let you be on the cliff at Miami, and I'm going to have a Mai Tai watching both of y'all dangle.
Sounds awesome.
Pete Shepard, do not try to give Tua to Jacksonville again.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Otis.
Put an end to that nonsense. Thank you, Otis. Thank you very much. Enjoy the Chick-fil-A. All right. Very good. All right. Coming up in just a few moments.
Do you go sauce on your Chick-fil-A sandwich?
Okay. Here's what I do. I get the I was about to ask Otis what his favorite sauce was there, but then I figured we were up against it. I I use the sauce they give you for your sandwich, but then I always get like the honey mustard. I dip my waffle fries in those. I love it.
See, I don't do any sauce on the sandwich. I just like a plain sandwich.
Yeah.
But I'll do the Chick-fil-A sauce for the fries.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's the go-to.
And Pete's only been there once, so he does.
So he does.
Delicious. Yeah. It was delicious.
Years ago.
No, it was last year, I think, wasn't it? It might have been 2 years ago. But
oh, you know what? We tweeted out the picture. I can find it real quick.
Oh, really?
Trying to cut back on the French fries, but they were delicious, and I don't mind. It doesn't have to be just ketchup for me. I enjoy all those dipping sauces. I'm sure I'd like them all.
Yeah. All right. let's see here. All right.
Oh, this is okay. Here's another list for you, real quick. We have time?
Not really.
We don't.
Not really.
All right.
We can save it for 5 o'clock hour. We got a lot to do. It's a 4-hour show.
Yeah.
Today's Wikipedia, while Chris is looking that up, is Peyton Manning, because it was his birthday yesterday. So we'll go for caller number 9 at 239-337-E. What's going on there, Pete? I hear like utensils dropping in the kitchen. What's going on?
You can hear that?
Yeah.
You can hear that?
What was that? What'd your wife drop?
My wife in the kitchen. She's making something.
It's almost 5 o'clock. It's time for dinner.
No.
No. All right. Chris, have you found that Chick-fil-A tweet?
Not as easy to find as I thought.
That's okay. Good effort. by the way, there's more ways to get Moe's. You can order online through the Moe's app or pick it up and get it delivered. If you're working from home, like Pete is now, Moe's delivers. And Moe's, taking all the precautions possible to ensure customers can enjoy a clean and comfortable environment when you do pick it up. Welcome to Moe's. Caller number 9. Going to play Wikipedia right now. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
Caller number 9 is Joe in Fort Myers. Joe, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. How old are you, Joe?
46.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm with the sheriff's department.
Ooh, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for helping us out during these crazy times.
It's nuts, no doubt.
Yeah. All right, who's your favorite football team?
I am a humongous Miami Dolphins fan.
All right, Vin's up.
Vin's up!
All right, very good. Today's trivia is going to be Peyton Manning trivia. Yesterday was his 44th birthday. You get to go first. First one of three correct answers is the winner. Joe, what college did Peyton Manning attend?
He's a Tennessee Volunteer.
That is correct, sir.
Wow.
All right.
Nice one.
Pete Shepard.
Yes.
What former New Orleans Saints quarterback is Peyton the son of?
Archie Manning.
Very good. Back to Joe. What two teams did Peyton Manning play for?
The Colts and the Broncos.
Yeah, right. We're on a roll here. Pete Shepard.
They get a little harder.
How many league MVPs did Peyton Manning win?
Oh, two Super Bowls. Oh, I'm sorry. He won three. My bad. I jumped the gun.
You jumped the gun.
I did. I jumped
Unreal.
The gun.
So are we going to pass? Are we moving on to Joe for
yeah,
chance to steal
Joe,
and win?
Yeah.
Joe, your chance to steal and win. If you could tell me how many league MVPs did Peyton Manning win?
He is a 5-time MVP.
Five.
Yes!
Yep.
Way to
I
go,
jumped
Joe.
The gun.
03, 04, 09, and 13,
I think. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good for a Dolphins fan to
good
have that
job.
Information.
Hey, I spent 14 years hating him in my division.
Yeah, I hear you.
No kind of like Brady hatred, but some hatred.
Yeah, that's a lot. All right, hey, Joe, since you're with the Sheriff's Department, what's the lowdown, man? Anything new coming up? Any shutdowns, lockdowns, anything we need to know about here in Lee and or Collier County?
I think they're doing some different things with the jails, but I don't think there's anything new coming up.
Okay, very good. Keep doing what you do, man. Hang in
there.
Thank
you for your
service
very much.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Fins up.
All right, fins up. There's Joe. Appreciate it. All right.
I jumped the gun. I thought you were going to give me a super. I don't know why. I was thinking, here comes a Super Bowl question. I had 2-2-2 written. Anyway, go ahead. What else you got?
Who was selected number 2 in the draft behind Peyton Manning?
What's his name? Ryan Leaf.
Yes.
He's turned his life around, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he has. He's become
I got it, but it was only like 3 years ago that he got arrested for breaking into a house in Montana to steal narcotics.
While he was an assistant football coach somewhere at the time.
Yeah, yes. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. As far as I know, in that documentary.
But if you've ever had a chance to interview him, he'll spill it. I mean, you can ask him anything. Very honest. Very honest answers in a great interview.
Well, ESPN did a whole thing about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about
NFL Network. One of them did it. It was fantastic. Yeah. He's a freelance photographer now or something like that.
Sounds delightful.
No, that's Randy Johnson.
The big unit is taking photos?
Yeah, he's a professional photographer now.
Yeah, I think Chris is right.
Yeah. No, no, but so is Brian Leaf. He was into photography.
They can't both be professional photographers.
Yes, there can only be one of those.
What do you mean? Was there some law?
The odds of both of them doing that as their post-career hobby, I'm not buying it.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what Brian Leaf was doing.
All right, Pete Shepard, what was Peyton Manning's record against the Gators?
Oh, he never beat him. 0-4.
Correct. Who caught the most touchdowns from Peyton during his 18-year career?
I'll say Marvin Harrison.
Correct. Yeah.
And actually, the gap is pretty sizable between him and Reggie Wayne.
Is it really?
By like 60.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I was shocked when I thought him and Wayne would be pretty close. Yeah.
Name one of the two players who caught a Peyton Manning touchdown pass with both the Colts and the Broncos.
A Super Bowl touchdown pass?
No, just a touchdown pass with the Colts and the Broncos.
Oh, boy.
I would have got one. I would not have come up with both.
If I thought about it hard, I might have gotten one.
Yeah. I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and say Pierre Garçon.
No. Brandon Stokely.
Oh, okay.
And Jacob Tammy.
Oh, I wouldn't got Tammy. Stokely, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, very good.
Yeah, if I thought hard about it, Stokely might have popped into my head.
I might have got Stokely.
But I wasn't going to get Jacob Tammy.
All right, that's it. Hey, the big 5 o'clock hour coming up next.
Hey-o.
Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.